Sports Betting Show. Coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated. There was too long of a break there. Let me redo that.
Come on, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
People are going to think that I was calling this the number one sports betting show, where it's not. This is just the number one sports betting show.
That would be office. What's that show called? Actually, Hammer Climb?
Let me rephrase that again. The number one sports betting show that primarily only talks about sports betting.
The intro right is plus 100 or maybe it's even money. I'm not sure.
Ayo. I'm Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
Bubblegum Pino. He's a Canadian station. He's a beer wonder wide.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you. Saw you, Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
What a day.
What a day, what a day, what a day. Congrats to Pat and Sam.
Hell yeah.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Beautiful baby. Hell yeah. That's
unreal.
Awesome for the office. Fucking vibes are high. Otter, how are we?
Tony, we got a Lakers game tonight.
We got fucking Oaks tomorrow. We got the Derby on Saturday. We got
no Knicks tonight.
What the heck is going on?
We have a short baseball slate tonight. We have hockey tonight.
Yeah, why did the Knicks and Heat get fucking 4 days in between, and then
just ratings
drive me insane.
I think somebody doesn't play till like Sunday either. There's something else weird I saw.
They're doing one game a day, which I kind of get.
Oh, Nuggets Suns tipped off before what, the first round was over. Now they get 4 days off.
Yeah, see, I was looking at that. That's fucking bull.
So they could deal with the transition from altitude to sea level.
Yeah. Should we just...
Are you fucking being stupid?
Are you fucking with me, Tony?
There's no way, because it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, man.
To the NBA.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I mean, I'm mad because the old Lakers team, which I need LeBron to get more days rest, has to fucking turn around and play, and Jimmy Butler gets to sit fucking 4 days and rest his fucking broken
ankle. It's a home.
It's all going to be the same.
It's all good. We'll be all right.
It is all going to be exactly the same.
Where's your hammer down hat at?
What, me?
Hammer down hat?
The hat you've been wearing for...
Yeah, fucking guys want to tell me, Christ, trotting the same hat out for like 2 weeks straight. Come on.
I honestly didn't notice. I thought you were just cycling.
It's a good hat, though. I do like that hat. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
I've been workshopping.
I kind of wish I was wearing it right now.
I've been workshopping this one. I kind of like it, kind of don't.
What is that one?
It's a throwback Yankees World Series hat.
That hat's fucking cold, dude.
I like that. Actually.
That other Knicks one, I can't even look myself with it on. I look like such a dude.
Whatever happened to the corduroy Colts cap?
I think that was in the back of Lexi, actually.
Bruce is a big just throwaway hat, guys. I got hats from like 15 years ago.
Yeah, dude, hats and sunglasses are just in the wind with me.
That's fair.
Sunglasses, Bruce, I'm with you on that, Bruce.
I go out
during the day and it's sunny out, those sunglasses are communal. They're dead.
Yeah, the worst
Christ, Bruce, puck's gonna drop in 30 minutes. Do your thing.
The worst for me when I need sunglasses the most, because I got these fucking beautiful blue eyes.
Sure.
Here we go.
So, son. The glare from snow or ice. Is brutal. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
Shot your best.
That was in context.
That was good. That was good.
Oh, sorry, Bruce. Sorry. You guys. This thrilling, scintillating combo, yeah.
Yeah, hat and sunglasses talked.
Yeah, it was a big hat and sunglasses.
We were throwing fits.
Gumpy, sick LL Cool J hat at?
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. Hockey.
Good shirt, Nick.
Thank you, pal. Thank you.
Good hockey talk last night.
It was a great hockey talk. Thanks, everybody, for watching.
I love the episode.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Bruce,
lost my logs, but
that sounded disingenuous. Bruce is so... He came in this morning. He said it like three times. He's like, dude, great hockey talk.
Dude, it was great. So and I was impressed by Bill cutting the cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
He did Bill. A great job.
Yeah, Bill. Set up.
Bill's good at what he does.
I mean, yeah, Bill, yeah.
All right.
All right.
I was only a phone call.
Hey, the coin.
Hockey last night, the coin fucking dunk.
Let's go.
Wasn't even a question.
The Devils was not the right side for you and I. What the fuck was that?
They had 8 shots on goal through 2 periods.
Devils just don't like game ones. They look like shit against the rag.
That's true. That's true. Can't rule them out yet.
Well, the coin's hot. I mean, when the coin is
coin's undefeated.
I also realized last night that they have 3 horn people because they do it before the first, before the second, and before the third.
Well, I asked that, and Rupper was like, no, that's not what they do. Like, well, I might know what they do.
I did because I saw fucking Ty Dillon, friend of the program.
Why do you?
He's crushing it. I saw him on SportsCenter doing it. They were showing replays.
Awesome. That happened in the fucking. And then.
Here's what we didn't account for.
Another 4 goal scorer losing.
You score 4 goals. Your player on your team scores 4 goals. You lose. Those are the rules.
Vegas also has a siren sounder. They have the exact same siren, painted in gold. No, I asked Ty who did it last night. I saw a woman doing it last night. I didn't know who it was. It was a quick flash on NHL Network or ESPN maybe. And I was like, oh, who is that? Who sounded the Vegas siren last night? I didn't know they had one. And Ty said it was David Blaine, which I didn't know whether to believe him or not. But if it was, and if we would have known that, easily should have been all over Vegas.
Oscar De La Hoya and Holly Saunders for game 2, I heard.
Is that Foxy, how
I don't know who to believe with Foxy, these damn Vegas siren sounders.
You're making a rare appearance in here. What's going on?
Yeah, no, I'm just disappointed. I need cans for this because I actually just have one question for Gumpy. I haven't asked him this in a while, so I'm just curious what Gump's fired up about this week, what he's all riled up about on the show because I haven't been listening as much because I've been busy.
What do you mean? Are you saying like Gumpy's sometimes riled up about
it? Just gets a little riled up about certain things.
No, I haven't asked
him in a while. I missed his face time last night, so I didn't get a chance to ask him. So what's Gump riled up about today?
The vibes are good right now, Foxy. If the Stars lose, I'm a little concerned about this.
What about yesterday?
Everybody's loving the crack a little too much. If there was one thing I would say that I'm a little worked up about, it'd be cracking or getting a lot of
that's fair. I mean, I don't know,
they're playing his Stars, so he's a little.
What were you fired up about yesterday?
Nothing.
What?
This didn't work. I need cans. Let's write that one down. Yeah.
All right. I feel like I had a pair.
Yeah, they were. That's what I thought too.
And where did they go?
They got picked up for the draft spectacular.
I think Joe took them.
Oh, they're right here.
Joe has them.
Right here.
You guys had me fired up this morning. Don't need them.
Thank you guys.
All right, Gumps. Who are we on tonight?
Who's coming in now? I see somebody else.
Oh, it's just Bruce. Just
setting up cans for
now. It's cans, Bruce.
This show's
fucking crushing.
Does the Las Vegas Golden Knights not have a fucking Twitter account?
Yeah, they do.
Are we sure?
Yeah, they have a great Twitter account. What do you?
I can't find it.
I can't believe Giolito learned how to pitch during the day.
Well, while you look that up,
the blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. Let's not fucking.
Not a baby man. What do we like tonight?
Two fucking.
Yeah. Do we run it back with Florida? Another road game. I mean, it looks like the books are counting on the Leafs to come back hard. They're minus 220. That's a lot.
So I'm not going to be greedy on that one. Panthers are plus 180.
Yep.
Give me Panthers plus 1.5 at minus 130.
I agree.
Maybe they lose by 1.
Oh, it just moved to 140. They heard you.
Yeah, they did.
Literally just
moved. Down to plus 168.
A certain sports book took a bet actually off the sports book after yesterday.
Mm.
Oh, is that the
doesn't fucking exist anymore. It's gone.
You mean
only you had it.
Both teams to score. No, I found it later.
Oh, no, lots of people tweeted it at me that they had it.
It was under the it wasn't under what you were saying. It was under the like fun bets tab or whatever the fuck it was called. But yeah,
the what?
I don't know. But the plus 144 hit for both teams to score in the first minute.
Yeah, no shit. It's basketball.
Well said, Mitt.
I'm still so mad I couldn't find that bet last night.
And then
I'm
going to do it, Gumps, for Stars. I'm going to run it back with the Stars. I'm going to run it back with Otter, Pavs, Seguin, Robo, Miro, all the boys. They better get it done tonight.
Yeah, Stars 60 minute. Gotta have it. I think we bounce back here. Have to.
Yeah, can't 60 go, minutes, 130.
Go to the crack house down 2-0.
135.
Man. I'm going to stay on this over 5.5 at plus money as long as they're giving it out. I know that they are too, you know.
Under, I actually like that for this that series.
Under teams, but yeah, when they play.
Down first game, Bruce, but that is a fucking low.
Yeah, when they play each other, it's gone over every time, and they keep giving out this low total with a freaking plus money.
I like that a lot, Brucey.
All right, I've done. Some
it's like they're trying to trick you just by looking at it, like, oh, it must be going under.
To be honest, I haven't listened to what you guys have been saying. Are you guys still on the first game?
Did you find that? No,
we've moved on to the second game.
Okay, well, here's the issue with the Knights. They put out on socials David Blaine doing the horn.
Yeah,
they didn't announce before the game who was doing the horn.
I see. So but that's part of that's like
handicap it.
That's like you can't tweet out who's courtside at MSG.
Wait, you said they put out on socials that David Blaine is doing it.
No,
when he does
the video of him,
they doing save it for the pop. Oh, like they're trying to pop
before,
huh?
They don't let you know before.
No, not on Twitter. Yeah. Not that I'm seeing.
Okay, so it's just a wait and see type of thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I only knew because Holly Saunders put it on her IG with De La Hoya.
Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Second time he said that something's going on with those two.
Well, in fairness with those two, there is always something going on.
They're in love, dude. They're
fucking golden boy.
What about tomorrow? Do the Devils or Oilers get right?
Oh, yeah, we should look at tomorrow.
I'm running it back, both dogs tomorrow for sure.
I don't hate it.
I think the Devils knotted up. Just have that feeling. They came out so fast in that game 7 that it feels like when they take a loss, they're going to come out flying.
I will stick with the Caniacs in the coin for tomorrow night, and oh boy,
tough.
It's tricky to stick with both of them.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna stick. I think Edmonton gets a split.
Yeah, I don't think Oilers go down too.
I don't think either do.
Stu Skin played well last night, though.
Yeah, but Vegas played better.
McJesus, we need a goal or two for McJesus. I mean, does McJesus not score against Vegas? Like, is this a thing?
I don't know, because he wasn't like invisible. He was out there, and then he did get struck like Jackie Aces at the end of the game. Yeah,
finish the game. Can't get him too many men when you're trying to pull the goalie, dude.
Yeah, that's tough. That is a tough look.
Bad.
I feel like, you know, I don't hate the plus 1.5. Tight series,
right?
For tonight,
tight.
And then dogs more.
Dogs. Ooh, 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 ooh. All right, good luck.
Thank you, Nicky Skate.
Nick. We're back. That bet's back.
Okay.
Yes!
Plus we still hammer in Napoli?
Tonight,
we still hammer in Napoli?
Huh?
Huh? Napoli, we still hammering them?
Right now?
No, that's what Nick said on his way out.
Yeah, they're down 1-0 right now. Take them live.
Okay, let's do NBA tonight.
They win, they clinch the title.
Let's do NBA to Saturday at 3:30.
I was, yeah, what the fuck?
I was
what are we doing
that far ahead?
I want to.
I was super wrong about Philly last night. I'll just say that. Get that off my
head. Yeah, me too. Very, very wrong.
Sean's was right though. Grant Williams played good last night.
Yeah, he did.
29 minutes. Yeah. It's a lot. Pardon me, I'm going to go to the Lakers plus 6.5. See?
Are you?
Yeah, maybe.
Laker tone.
Yeah, I faded the Lakers in game 1. I was on the Warriors, but became privy today that the Lakers have covered 4 straight against the Warriors, so it's not like an aberration in game 1. You know, they match up well, they play them well. I like the Lakers tonight too. And then the player prop of the night in a similar vein to the Austin Reaves over 1.5. But different. They're giving out Jordan Poole over 1.5, minus 165. I snag that one and absolutely love it. The way the game ended in game 1, he's going to be firing on all cylinders from 3. I think he'll go over 2.5, much less the 1.5.
Yeah, I actually fucking love that because there's no way Jordan Poole's the type of dude to shy away from shooting after just, I mean, he really just
missed shooter. A
fucking shot.
Yeah. Shooter.
I mean, he was
shooter.
Clipping that game, but also.
Shooter.
Shooter. The Lakers couldn't have shot worse from 3 comparatively to the fucking, to the Warriors. The Warriors made 13 fucking threes more than them or 15, whatever the number was. So, I mean, I'm going to take Lakers money line. I'm also going to hammer them plus the 6.5. I just think that it's going to be an Anthony Davis series. And if it, this ends in 5, I would not be surprised at all.
Ooh. I hate the number 6.5, but this does feel like last series, Lakers win game 1, then kind of lay an egg game 2, Grizzlies boat race. So give me the Warriors minus 6.5.
Yep. Huh. And then tomorrow, how are, I don't really like, obviously home court, all that, but Celtics minus 1.5, yeah. Celtics money line every day of the week.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm taking Celtics money line tomorrow.
How'd they win like that? They won like that. Tatum scored 7 points.
Yeah, wild.
Brogdon went off. Feels like the playoffs are Jaylen Brown time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And sorry, it was quick bets, not fun bets for the both teams to score in the first
quick bets. It's all fun bets, though.
Fun bets. Fucking fun.
Oh, it's all fun.
And then the late game tomorrow is Denver Phoenix. I'm taking Denver plus the 4. Phoenix has shown me nothing for me to put money on them. So Denver plus the 4.
Yeah. I'm such a mark. I just have such a bias towards the Suns for no reason.
Like, yeah, I think that'll come down. Suns are minus 175 money line. That gets below 170. Put me down.
It might be
Suns money line.
Might be better without Chris Paul. Yeah. What?
Oh, jeez.
What?
Booker will just run the point, right?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They just can't get into foul trouble, and him and KD got to play 48.
The ball in Booker's hands more is not a bad thing, in my opinion.
You're telling me there was nobody else they could pick up off the fucking waiver wire?
Who?
The Suns.
Who would they pick up?
No, like they couldn't have like any like old scrappy vets.
But they do like.
Let me pull. Like, what's his name's on the Nuggets right now and doesn't play? The guy who was on the Clippers forever.
Like, bro, like who would
fucking they Reggie?
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
Who would they pick up though? Like him or like Tristan Thompson? Like there weren't
even like a smart here. Brother. Like anything, man. Do you see these guys that are coming off the bench for the Suns?
I mean,
no.
After the trade deadline, dude, they just gave up everything for Kevin Durant. Like, they had no assets. They don't have any fucking salary cap. They can't sign a vet. Like, they really can't sign any vets to come off the bench. No one's going to give up a good
Warren.
Young. He just sucks now.
What about our guy from Orlando?
Who? Terrence Ross? He doesn't really play that much.
Yeah, he doesn't. No, that we were talking about coming off the bench. Okay, and then did you want to get to your Saturday 3:30 Knicks game?
Yeah. So obviously it'll be in Miami. Everybody should be at close to full health. Julius Randle loves himself a good matinee. And the only thing he loves better than a good matinee at the Garden is a matinee on the road. You're getting plus money on him, plus 140 to go over 25 points. I absolutely love that for our Sweet King. The real number is 22.5. If you want to just hit that.
Okay. I like that.
Our sweet, sweet King of New York.
I like the Knicks bounce back Saturday, or not really bounce back, but
yeah, I actually truly anticipate the game being like right on 3.5 and Julius Randle missing or making a 3 to either send it to overtime or lose by 3. Exactly.
Okay.
So book that.
Okay. Booked it.
Book it.
Fucking booked. Wells Fargo update.
Wells Fargo update.
Got the leaders at 5 under. Fucking Saunders up there. Contley's up there. Taylor.
The junkie was right.
Taylor Moore, who we got from the junkies, the 85-1 is 5 under. So something to look at there.
And Xander is storming.
Yeah.
5 under through 10. My only wager was Morikawa. He's 200 through 8.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
That's not bad. That's not a bad
day. It seemed like AM disadvantage. It was windy, and I think it's probably laid down a bit.
Okay. Yesterday it was fucking windy on the call yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
No shit.
I was turning down the gain.
What the fuck do I do?
I was like, oh man.
Let's do baseball tonight. There's only 3 games.
Is there that many left?
Tree.
Let me see. I think I bet them all if that's the case.
Tony touch them all?
Yeah, I did actually. Let's see here. I got Seattle at Oakland, 337. I'm just going to do it again. I'm going to take the Mariners Mariners run line minus 1.5.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
Okay. With Georgie Kirby on a mine.
That
plays. And then Atlanta's at Miami. Dylan Dodd, I believe it's his first start. I could be wrong. I believe it's his first start. It goes against Jesus Luzardo. So I'm actually going to jump on the Marlins first five, minus 130.
Ooh, I know. I'm out on that one.
I know. And then tons of juice here. I don't love it. But Gausman is actually not.
Come on, dude. Good. We're going for the four-game sweep of the day.
How often does that happen? I'm going to go with the Blue Jays first five money line on that one.
I'll be on the Sox again, full game, plus 1.5. Bello's Bello looked very good last start.
Okay.
I'm getting taken to the cleaners early, and I got taken to the cleaners last night. I gotta take out my I gotta unplug my baseball machine, blow on it, and plug it back in.
You're betting dude, Flaherty non show games
up today too, dude.
You bet non show games?
Yeah, Tony.
Cardinals are fucked.
They're all real to me, damn it.
Cardinals are dead.
They are. They are. It starts before 3 o'clock.
What
I don't.
What do you mean you
bet
non show games?
Tony doesn't bet until 3:37 because he knows.
If we're not talking about it on the show, I'm not fucking betting it.
What do you do?
I mean, the Orioles, the price we're getting the Orioles at, you got to bet the Orioles every game.
What are you talking about, Mitt?
That's not true. I've thrown baseball games with you in the morning.
Oh, shit.
Not recently, yeah.
He's thrown them, dude.
After I stopped tweeting them out in the morning, I stopped fucking handicapping them.
All right.
Fair.
That's fair.
We got to fucking...
I'm less confused.
Got to manage your time, okay? Bruce.
Yes.
We have ponies this weekend.
Yes, we do. So I'll be honest, I was kind of banking on the Friday for my full Kentucky Derby handicap.
Yeah, we're throwing a curveball today.
The process is you start with the daily racing form. We actually have it right here. And you go through the racing form first, and then what I like to do is roll through and basically watch their past performances to see, you know, what those races looked like, how it might compare to a Kentucky Derby this year. You know, if it was sloppy in those races, how sloppy it really was. But I thought it would be cool if you guys think it would be cool.
Yeah.
To just go through the racing form, how I'm looking at it for the Kentucky Derby, and kind of what to look for. If you've never really used the racing form before. So we can kind of get into it just up top. It's obvious for the Kentucky Derby itself, but this is where you have your purse information. A lot of times if you're at the track for a day, you want to know if it's a maiden race, which means none of these horses have ever won. Here gives you, you know, their age and the entry fee, which is a cool 50 grand, but they leave out kind of weirdly that obviously you have to fucking qualify for these things.
Sure.
So we'll start with Hit Show. I don't want to just go over everything on just Hit Show so we can get to the, you know, 20 horse field. But some of the stuff that jumps out is the trainer. So that's Brad Cox right there. He boasts a 28% percent win percentage, which is good to great. That's, you know, pretty exceptional. He's one of the game's top trainers. Over here, you have Manny Franco, the jockey on the ride. And he has a 27% win percentage, which is also outstanding. He's one of the best jockeys in the game. But Hit Show is 30-1. Why, might you ask, Tony? The reason being is that it's super fucking hard to win the Kentucky Derby on the rail. It happens rarely. I think in the maximum security DQ, that one horse was in the thick of it. But it takes a perfect ride, which isn't impossible here for Hit Show at 30-1. It's got the 84 early time form pace and the 98 late. What that means is that this horse isn't terrible out of the gate, but its primary speed comes later on.
Gotcha.
So closing speed. And here you have the past performances. Second by a nose right there. You can kind of see the second with the NO, which denotes nose. So lost by a nose in the Wood Memorial, which is the, I believe, the only race or one of two races that Secretariat lost to Sham at the Wood Memorial before obviously going on to set break records, set records in the Triple Crown at Belmont Park. It is the crown jewel of Aqueduct, so it has a special place in my heart. If I have a bias to past performances, it's through the Wood Memorial. The probably the most important number is this buyer speed figure right here, the big 93. So that's basically a uniform system in rating how fast and well the horse ran over the track that day, given conditions, the field that they were up against, all of that good stuff. To win the Kentucky Derby, you probably are going to be above 100 buyer score. Sometimes you get a winner in the 98, 99, but usually it's somebody going away with a 104, 105 buyer. Uh-huh. So, you know, from the one pole, it'll be tough. But if anybody can lay the ride down, you know, yank them back, basically hit the brakes out of the gate, save ground on the rail, swing them out wide, and make something happen, it's Manny Franco. Right behind him, you have Brad Cox's second entry. I believe he has three or four. This one, you know, 15 to 1, so about you know, much shorter odds than the one horse. And here you have that 99 buyer lost by a neck at the Bluegrass on Tyler Gaffineau. You know, Justify is the sire right there, which is pretty cool. Obviously a winner. But I'm not loving it, mainly because you got some real speed in the three hole.
Okay.
So you look at this jump here. In past performances, 86, 88, 79 behind it, and then a massive jump up to 101 at Turf Paradise in the Jeff Ruby Stakes. Pac-Man's actually friends with Jeff Ruby, I found out before the show.
Oh, yeah, great.
To me, the question mark here is obviously, can you sustain the jump up in speed from February to March? At Churchill Downs, you also go back to the race at Churchill Downs. It was a 79 over Sloppy. Did win the race. The other question here is Loveberry. Loveberry isn't a household name as far as jockeys go. He cut his teeth at Arlington Park in Chicago, which closed down on him. So that probably stunk for his career. He's been over at Fairgrounds and Turf Paradise since, and hasn't really. He was like dominating Arlington. And he hasn't really had that same success. Here we'll kind of skip over Confidence Game. Not to say that he doesn't have a shot. It's just not, you know, on my big board. But you know, Keith, you know, I can't say his last name, but that's the guy whose his brother was a jockey. You remember that? Sure. I think they won the Kentucky Derby. He had he had some personal problems and stuff, but was a great jockey well into his 40s. You know, he has a trainer as a 14% win percentage, jockey 13%. I just don't know how they get it done. Boom, five hole. We get our first of the favorites in, you know, one through 20 order or whatever the field is. Saez on the ride, Todd Pletcher, who is he has been great. I would call him a good trainer, 21% win percentage. He's a bit of a bottler, if we were to take a phrase from soccer.
The Spurs of horse racing.
yeah. He does have that vibe, and he's always kind of trying. He's always kind of outsmarting himself, holding horses back. That like, if he just ran them on the lead the whole race, they probably would win. But he has them sitting 12th. The other thing, just to go back, because this is kind of important with this one horse here. So here, this number is their post position. So he was the 12 horse in the Wood Memorial, the 4 horse at the Withers, and the 7th behind that. And then the next number there is how many horses were in that field. Another problem with Hit Show is that you look at those numbers there, 12, 4, 7, 4, 7. He's never been on the rail.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to hang your hat on, like, oh, Hit Show can run on the rail and have success. But yeah, Tappet Trice has the look. 84 early, 100 late. You might want a little bit more pace early in the Kentucky Derby. It seems like it's usually a wire-to-wire fest. But Louis Saez is a jockey at his 20% win percentage. Who, you know, has had some historic rides. He's very, very, very aggressive. might hang back a bit here, but that's only because Todd Pletcher has the 6-horse sitting next to him with that 105 early. So when you see a 105 early, 75 late, you can understand that this horse is probably a pace setter. So it'll be out in front early, probably fades toward the finish. You know, the 74, 85, 95 is encouraging. You obviously like to see improvement on the buyers because it suggests, hey, maybe it's got a 105 buyer in its golf bag, which could win this thing. But odds are what Todd Pletcher is thinking, hey, Saez, hang back. Hey, Jose or Ortiz, go get that lead and then, you know, basically let Saez walk by you. We can jump over the 50-1 reincarnate. You know, not a huge fan, needs massive improvement. This is kind of interesting, you know, second in the Florida Derby, lightly raced. So you have a higher likelihood of a ton of improvement there. Castellano on the ride, he's a tremendous jockey. Skinner's getting some love. I mean, 99 is fast in the Santa Anita. I struggle with Victor Espinoza being his jockey all the way through, and then we're making the jump to Hernandez. Not that Hernandez isn't a great rider. You know, it's just his first time on the horse. Here we have the 10. I am fascinated by this one. You know, 10 to 1 probably close. Yeah, 200s back to back. The Santa Anita Derby winner, who typically has had success. Usually they're Baffert trained, but all of those Baffert trained Justify American Pharoah. You know, they basically always win the Santa Anita Derby coming out, sticking with Vasquez, who you know, has rode him well. This is probably the most interesting horse to me in the race. Right now, we can hit Jace's Road. It's going to take a miracle for Rap Sheet.
Rap, your horse stinks.
Yeah, Giroux is
12 is Rap Sheet's horse.
Yes, the 12 is Rap Sheet's. 12
stinks?
No! I mean,
look at those speed numbers.
Yeah, the speed figures aren't great.
22?
At the 12 hole in a crowded field, too. You know, it's basically just the middle. That gun runner is encouraging at Fairgrounds, but then you go to the September, obviously just the second start here, but the 76 at Churchill Downs. I mean, I guess third isn't terrible.
Bruce, if I can ask a question, what does that 22 on Rap Sheet's horse mean?
Where
that looks like the worst number I've ever fucking seen.
Where is the 22?
22 right there.
Right in the middle there.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
So you can go over here. Sloppy. Sloppy track.
He's not
which means there was rain that day. It also was in the 3 hole out of 10. So yeah, that indicates might not love a muddy crowd. Which the Derby, even if it doesn't rain, it feels like there's a muddy crowd. Forte is a bit of a beast for Pletcher. You know, this could kind of be the real ruse in Pletcher's brain. Won the juvenile. I don't believe that the juvenile winner has a ton of success in the Kentucky Derby, but certainly worth considering Forte. Obviously, I think he might be the favorite. This is what I want to get into, too. So this is where the wise guys are going to be talking about Derma Satake, Sotogake.
Japanese horses never won.
Japanese horses never won. It makes it more difficult when they've never ran in the United States. So you can just look at this top one. Won the UAE Derby, which is a big deal. That's a huge race in over Abu there. Dhabi. Yeah, in Abu Dhabi. I've actually stayed up till... During COVID, when there were no sports, I actually stayed up till 4 a.m. betting Hong Kong horses waiting for the UAE Derby. Those were fun times, I guess.
Dude, unreal.
So another challenge with the international horses making their first start is that they don't have a buyer rating because they don't. They have a time form rating. So you can see it there. A 109 time form is great, but... usually the time form number is about It varies. It's kind of a pain in the ass, but it's about 10 less. So you see one 109 there. That's probably really a 99 buyer score. Then you have another Japanese horse here. Really, you know, 50-1. Mandarin Hero, I think, is the most interesting of the Japanese. It has one, you know, stateside start, ran a 100 buyer, lost by a nose in the Santa Anita Derby, second to, come on, we were just up there. Nobody.
Is this a test, Bruce?
I'm failing it. second to Tapatrice. There you go. So, I mean, those are the horses that I'm considering. Lord Miles is getting a bit of love as the Wood Memorial champion, but Mandarin Hero and Practical Thought are my two favorite entries today. But I will go and watch all of these races.
You're going to throw them in a...
Practical Move, sorry. I keep saying Practical Thought. It's Practical Move.
You're going to throw them in a box?
Yeah, I think right now I would put Practical Move, Mandarin Hero, and then the five Tapatrice in a trifecta box.
Okay. Bruce, that was a hell of a breakdown.
Thanks, man.
Good stuff, Bruce.
I'm not going to lie. I've been to the track and I've just looked at those sheets and just kind of acted like I knew what I was doing, but really I just looked at the odds and then fucking placed bets.
You know what? I'm thank you. Thank you for being honest with us there.
Yeah, just real quick, because we didn't do it. These numbers here, it's basically where they are at different points throughout the race, with this being the finishing position. So you can see, try to get a good closer for it.
Saturday's an awesome day. What are you doing for the Derby?
I don't know. I'm usually pretty like
hat on and fucking walk down to the local watering hole that, you know, they're known to make nice espresso martini.
You know where you should be, Bruce.
Oh yeah, that's 100% where you should be.
Yep. Yeah. I might be.
You should.
Are we going for the
Lakers? Get yourself an espresso martini like old times.
Yeah, come on. Do it for the lad.
Yep. And this is the real post time. Everyone, this is probably good show this. So top left corner here. Don't ask your buddies when the actual race is. It's at 6:57. It's at 6:57 every year. They start the show at 3:00. The race is still at 6:57. Stop asking me when the Kentucky Derby is. It's 6:57 every year. They go to commercial break right after. It's how NBC makes money.
Some of the best times of my life was when the Pens were on their cup runs. And tell you what, they would always, always, always have a game right after the fucking Derby. So we'd go to the bar. Couple hours before the Derby, hit the Derby, fucking Pens come on right after.
I think one of the first weekends I was in Indy was for a Kentucky Derby.
It's fucking good times. Next year,
always. We're
there. First track I ever went to was Churchill Downs. It was so much fucking fun.
Next year, we're there.
It also brings in the spring so perfectly.
It does bring in the spring so perfectly.
bring it in.
Footy for this weekend, you got some? Thank you.
Tomorrow, I like Leverkusen Moneyline.
Okay.
Saturday, these won't be in any particular order for leagues, kind of all over the place, but I like Freiburg double chance. I like Frankfurt double chance.
Okay.
Union Berlin draw no bet. Stuttgart draw no bet. Aston Villa draw no bet. Marseille double chance. And then MLS Saturday night. Got to go against Toronto FC, New England Revolution, top squad going right now. Double chance at Toronto, -130. I like the Revs there. NYCFC, draw no bet. Atlanta, draw no bet. Philadelphia, double chance. Ooh. LAFC, draw no bet. St. Louis, double chance. Nashville, money line.
Okay.
Portland, draw no bet.
Is Messi going to Miami? And
on Sunday, I like...
Messi going to Miami?
What's up?
Messi going to Miami?
No, apparently Messi was offered $400 million a year to go to Saudi.
I saw that.
I hate that that's happening, because if it wasn't for that, Ronaldo and Messi would be in the MLS,
which would be much cooler.
Damn.
And like now Ronaldo's pissed off. Now they're saying he's going to retire, where I think if he ended his career in like LA or something like Beckham, I think he would have played a few more years.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
It sucks, man. It does. I hate it because I don't know what's going on at PSG though. Like they're telling Neymar to leave now too. It's like,
yeah, picking an outside what the, of his house.
What PSG, what the fuck were you before Mbappe, Neymar, and Messi? Please tell
me. Yeah, and you don't lose a game till the Champions League. Like it's, just yeah, relax.
I just don't like.
It's always
interesting. Yeah, it's like
always fucking interesting.
Suspending Messi for what, a month because he went on a visit, like.
The chat has informed me that Practical Move has been scratched. So that's an important lesson as well. Always check the scratches.
I believe I actually did see that earlier today, and I should have said because his temperature was raised, I believe, today.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, that means yeah. That's does Baffert have a horse gone?
No, Baffert, I believe, is still serving a multi-year suspension.
Yes.
He got multi-year.
For ivermectin.
Yeah, the real shocker to me was Chad Brown, my buddy, a New York racing legend of a trainer. He doesn't have a horse either, so I actually don't know what's going on with Chad.
Okay. Sunday for footy. Thank you.
Sunday, I like Clermont Foot, double chance. Lorient, double chance. Lyon, money line. Lyon? I like Arsenal draw no bet at Newcastle at plus money. I think Arsenal can win that game. I know Newcastle's been playing well, but Arsenal pretty much has to have it to stay in the title fight. Napoli, money line. Man U, plus money, money line at West Ham. And then Seattle Sounders at home, money line over Sporting KC.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lad. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mitt.
Hey, thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody who's watching.
Thank you, everybody.
And listening. We will be off tomorrow. We will be back on Monday.
Hell yeah.
Once again, congratulations to Pat.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful baby girl.
Woo! Hell yeah.
Woo! It's awesome.
Amazing.
Everyone have a delicious weekend. Bruce, enjoy your fucking martinis.
I will.
Lad. You enjoy your weekend too. Good luck tonight, lad.
Onward and upward. Texas hockey, gotta have it. Must win. Gotta have it tonight, boys. Strap them on.
Hey, good luck to you as well.
Hey, thank you, Tony.
Good luck. Bruce, good luck Saturday.
Thank you, Tony.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.